This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and I'll tell you what, now is a good time to invest in this company because they're going to blow up. We're talking about GSRX Industries, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GSRX. They've been in business for maybe less than a year, and already they have revenues of $706,000, and that's up 100%. Their gross revenue is up 66%, but I'll let my guest tell you more about their company. We're lucky to have him. He's the CEO of the company, Les Ball. Les, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Good to be here.
You put a note out yesterday, I believe, or maybe even today, about some of your metrics. You guys got to be excited about over that. So before we get into the Q&A, why don't you give us some highlights of what's been going on, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Sure. Well, we have four stores or dispensaries open in Puerto Rico. They've been open anywhere from 7 or 8 months to just a few weeks ago. We've got one dispensary open in Point Arena up in Mendocino County. I happen to be in San Francisco right now where we've got Spirulinix. We've got a manufacturing company where we manufacture a very unique item that is patent pending. And then we've also got an extraction business that we're investing in. So start on the retail side or on the dispensary side. My background happens to be retailing. We're doing extremely well. I mean, what the figures you just quoted were the quarterly figures. We'll have several more stores open very shortly. There are four open right now in Puerto Rico. We've got basically five or six more behind it in varying stages. One that's ready to open, we're just waiting for the final license. Another one right behind it that's a little bit behind schedule in terms of construction, and then three or four more that are in various stages. Plus, we're constantly looking for opportunities either to open or to acquire.
You know,
we have very robust plans, let me say that.
Well, let's talk about those opportunities. I notice you guys are not in Colorado. You're not in Washington. You're not in Oregon. What gives on that?
Well, Colorado, you have to 51% has to be owned by a Colorado resident, and while we do joint venture, we want 51% because you then report the revenue from a company's point of view. It's much better that way. So Colorado is a non-starter. Washington and Oregon, we've actually looked at something in Oregon very carefully, and at the end of the day, we just decided it wasn't for us. So there's no particular reason we're not there. We just haven't seen the right opportunity.
You know, you guys have been in operation less than a year. You've already got revenues, like you said, for a quarter, $706,000. That being said, what's the latest update and where do we go from here?
Well, I mean, I think the update is we've got, we've only got four or five stores open. We're going to have 11, in the very near future. We're just getting our manufacturing. We've got this product called Dragon Glass, which is patent pending. It's a very unique product. We've got one of our partner in that business is a Berkeley PhD with her PhD is in terpenes. It's a very unique product. It's superfood. It's Spirulinix. It's basically, I guess, algae, and there's it's water based, water soluble. It's little flakes that you put under your tongue, and it's sublingual. It has no sugar. It has no fat. It's probably the only edible that has no sugar, no fat, no calories, and actually is healthy because of the base product. So we're just starting to get that launch now. We've been more like 2 years since we started. We got a little bit of a setback. Puerto Rico, we had two hurricanes in a row that pretty much wiped out the island, and the stores that are open now were built using generators, so we kept on moving. So, I mean, it's a very bright future. We're aggressive, and I think what very importantly, what separates us from many of the other companies out there is we try very hard to be professionally managed, and we have people that have strong you know, strong general business backgrounds running this business.
You know, that being said, you guys began medical cannabis dispensaries in Puerto Rico. Why Puerto Rico? And what is the company plan, its trajectories there? What are the planned ones?
Well, I think in Puerto Rico was sort of our lead investor, our seed money, and on our board was living in Puerto Rico, and you know, just came upon the opportunity, called me. We looked at it and said, you know, this looks like a great opportunity. I mean, you look at Puerto Rico, it's interesting. It's the density of population versus almost anywhere else in the United States is impressive. Plus, of course, the tourism. And medically, Puerto Rico allows, if you come from another state, all you have to do is get your medical card validated, and you can go and buy medicinal cannabis. And obviously, we're for the long haul, we're pretty optimistic that it'll ultimately become recreational, because it's obviously such a great opportunity and tax base for the for any state and or any place really, and they'll need it. So I think we'll, you know, with I think we have plans to have I think 11 at this point in Puerto Rico. We're in all the high population areas, all the growth areas, and obviously we've focused on the tourism areas. And what's very encouraging to me, again, I'm a retailer. I spent 45 years in the retail business, so I analyze these dispensaries as retail businesses, which is what they are. And I couldn't ask for better growth. When you open a store of any kind, you know, you want to look at it month to month. Obviously, year to year is comp store sales are critical. But in an opening, you want to see what kind of growth you're getting, literally day to day, month to month.
Absolutely.
And these are performing as good as I've ever seen. We were actually they all cash flowed. They were all great in the month of September, which was. And of course, October has been an improvement over September.
My guest today is Les Ball. He is the CEO of GSRX Industries, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GSRX. I wanted to ask you about the Green Room in California, sales and projections. Can you give us a little bit of an update on that?
Sure. The Green Room in California is a little jewel. It's a small little dispensary. It's the first one we purchased and opened. We actually bought the building, and if you can see pictures of it, we had artwork done on the side of the building. I think we're going to win an award for it. it's a town of, I think, 477 people, but it's on US 1. Point Arena is, I think, the number one surf place in the United States, and it's actually the furthest western point I found out. It's closest to Hawaii of anywhere else.
Really?
And it's really a cool place, and you get, you know, on US 1 you get tons of tourism, so it's a little bit seasonal, but it's performed extremely well.
You know, Les, why I got you on the show here, I noticed that you guys are just doing retail sales through dispensaries. What else do you see you guys doing, maybe in some new cannabis space or industry?
Well, we're joint ventured, but we're the majority shareholder in a company called Spirulinix, which is the Dragon Glass, and they're making all other things other than Dragon Glass. There's all kinds of edibles and sublingual products that we're developing there, and it's just launching. It's actually just selling into the market recently, and we see huge opportunity in that. I mean, we'll. Not only in our dispensaries, but we're selling it. It's a manufacturing business, and we have an extraction business, and we're looking at grow. I mean, we're looking at all parts of the business, but our focus really has been extraction, manufacturing, and retailing.
You know, this being the first time on our show, what would you like my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, as you're looking at companies, and particularly in this space, I mean, obviously it's a bubble. You know, I've said it before, I've been quoted many times in my mind, which is part of the reason I got involved in this. This is alcohol at the end of prohibition, only it's healthy. I mean, it's got medical benefits, and socially the negatives are far less than alcohol. And look at the size of the spirits industry. So I think this is an industry that's going to be, show spectacular growth, over the next decade anyhow. If you're looking at companies or looking where to invest, I mean, the industry itself has huge opportunity. The question is, who's going to be able to maximize it? And I think you just have to look at the management of the company. How well managed is it? How well funded is it?
Very well said. My guest today is Les Ball. I want to thank you for coming on the show, sir. It's a pleasure to have you on here. For my listeners, if you want to take a look at this company, find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GSRX. They seem to be undervalued here at $1.50 a share. Les, again, thank you so much for your time. You can always come back on my show. Hopefully, you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update on some of your dispensaries.
Perfect. Great talking to you. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.